The amount of pottery which you chayav on is the amount of pottery when you have pillars which are of wood, actually logs of wood. So in order to stuff the gaps, you use little pieces of pottery. So it's a little piece of pottery, that's the shear of the significant amount of pottery to be chayav on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Meir Kedei Lachtos Basaur. That's be enough pottery to kind of shovel your fire, you know, use as an implement. On Rabbi Yossi Meir Kedei Lachab Revius. Enough to hold a revius of water, 3.3 ounces of water. Our Meir Afa Bishayin Dover, Raya Dover. Our Meir said, even though there's no proof of this matter, there's an allusion to this. It says loyim tzabim chisa so, he will not find in his I forget what mikisa so is, in his section, I think, something like that. Anyway, he won't be able to find loyim tzabim chisa so cheres lachtos eish miyakod, a piece of pottery to stoke the fire to make it burn. So we see that the pottery is used for fire. On Rabbi Yisrael, you say Misham Raya there. They bring a Raya Lachsof Ma'imi Gavod. It says also there that you won't be able to bring a piece of pottery to draw up the water. So we see that the minimum shear could also be construed from that as being the minimum shear to draw up water. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Mar Mekachimbo. Rabbi Yochanan says you can use a broken piece of pottery in order to draw up water for a paraduma, which has to be done with a keli. Okay, the water for the paraduma sprinkling has to be drawn up with a keli. You can use this broken piece of pottery. Rishimin Lagashomer Emekajimbo, you may not use this broken piece of pottery for that purpose. Rabbi Lezer asked El Taita, Rishimin Lagashom Emekajimbo, why can't you draw up the water for paraduma sprinkling in Nesha Emekabel Tuma, because it cannot receive Tuma? What about vessels made from animal dung, from stone, and from the dirt? Yet one may use them in order to be mekadesh mechatas, in order to make the paraduma waters. So that can't be the reason. It must be because it's not susceptible to tumah, but rather because it cannot hold a revius. Can't hold the proper amount, the minimum amount. The minimum amount must be 3.3 ounces. Ask Gemara, I don't understand. Could see be kli cheres katan sholem. If it's a small kli cheres and it's whole, a small earthenware vessel, even if it's small, as long as it's whole, koshu makachimbo, no matter how small it is, you can use it for making paraduma water. So therefore, here there should be no difference. And no matter how small it is, you should be allowed to use it. There shouldn't be a minimum shear of revius. So it says more heavy late timer can be for no other reason ela mishum she'ena lov tor kli, other than the fact that it doesn't have the appearance of a vessel. Okay, says Gemara, v'kasha al Rabbi Yochanan. Let me ask Rabbi Yochanan the following. Leave sosag via in a posel. In order to make somebody posel, in order to render somebody tame, he has to drink at least a revius of beverages of something which is tame, of tame beverages. So if that's revius, it doesn't make him tame. So it says more, leave sosag via in a posel. If it's less revius, it doesn't make his body tame. Literally, apostle is on the lowest notch of tumah. But in any event, doesn't make apostle the kaddish makdishin bo. Yet you could use it to be makadish to make the paraduma water. Regarding the fact that it's that small amount of water, infinitesimally small, does not make a person tame, how can you then possibly use it to be makadish mechatos? El krebiosi, it must be the krebiosa. Krebiosa mar afshel kli cheres kolshu. That even a kli cheres, no matter how small, you can use me mekadesh mechatos. So that's why, no, that's fine. But kluma Rabbi Yosa, but what Rabbi Yosa makes a statement, lo b'sholim, didn't make a statement by a whole one. Then when v'shavar anu kayamin. Yet here, perhaps we are talking about a broken one, where Rabbi Yochanan said you could even use a broken potsherd in order to do paraduma water. And that we're asking, how could that possibly be? The water in it is not the shear. And on the other hand, you're going to say it has the visage, the countenance of a vessel. It doesn't have the countenance of a vessel because it's broken. So we don't have a good answer for that. Be that as it may, Tanya Rabbi Chiya Messiah to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a tradition, Rabbi Chiya Braisa, that goes to Rabbi Yochanan, that can use a broken piece of pot shard in order to bring water for the Mechatos. Tanya Rabbi Yochanan Messiah to Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Braisa, which went like Rabbi Shimon Lakish in this matter, and we don't bring down either Braisa, we just go on to the next parak. Hajlacha Matiyayin. Parak Tesalacha Aleph. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rekiva said, "Minayin lakum, how do you know that zoga? Shemitame b'maso kenida. It's metame a person if he carries it like something which belongs to a nida. Shneimer says, tizreim, flow it out, kemo dova, like a woman who is a dova, in other words, a nida. Say tomarlo, tell it to go out. Manida metame b'maso, just like a nida's metame, if you carry her or you carry anything which she wears, etc., etc. Afakum metame maso, so to avodah zoga, if you touch it. If you carry it, and even if you touch it, you're metame v'mas, you're metame by carrying it. Okay? So far, so good? So it's happening on this out. Ksiv to'eva b'nida. Says to'eva, so repugnant by nida. Ksiv to'eva b'akum, says repugnant by avodah zara. Ksiv to'eva b'shrotzim, says repugnant by shrotzim. Ksiv to'eva b'nida, says to'eva by nida. Kikol asher yasi b'kol to'eva b'sayel eila v'goymer. Anybody does some of these repugnant things, he's going to be killed. No. Yeah, because he's going to get chorus, not killed. Toeva by avodah zara, says toeva by akum, says toeva by repugnant by idolatry, lo savi toeva by secha. Do not bring some repugnant into your house. Toeva by shrotim, it says repugnant by eating insects or rodents, actually. Do not eat anything repugnant. I still don't know what the parallel between avodah zara and nida is. Rabbi Akiva Omer, what the parallel between avodah zara and any of these three are, I should say. Rabbi Akiva Omer, so Rabbi Akiva says, we'll draw a parallel to the most severe one, which is nida. The toeva shiva nida hukshah. We draw a parallel to nida. Ma nida betami b'masa. Looks like a nida is metali by carrying it. Avakum, so to a goy, metali master is metali if you carry the avodah zara, right? Not the goy, but the idol or whatever is being worshipped, right? Aye, he might need a metali master just like a nida is metali if she sits on a stone. She's metali all the begotten which are under the stone. That's called even mesame. Even mesame means she's metali. The tumor is transmitted through any stone she sits on. So let's say Afaku Mitame Bevan Gabi Evasame, so too Avodah Zara's Mitame, if the Avodah Zara is placed on top of a stone which is placed on the top of garments. Says more Rabbi Zrikon Bishem Rabbi Yehuda, Avistar, and some say Bishem Rabbi Chista, never Rabbi Chista, more Rabbi Kiva Chachomim, therefore Rabbi Kiva can see it to Chachomim. Shein Avodah Zara, Shein Akum, that Avodah Zara is not Mitame Agabi Evasame, it's not Mitame, it's Tumor of Evan Mesame. Rabbanan Amre, that's all Rabbi Akiva, who says the parallel is drawn between Avodah Zara and Shrotim. Rabbanan, between Avodah Zara and Nida, sorry. However, Rabbanan Amre, Rabbanan say the Toeva Shem is Shrotim, Hukshah. The parallel between Avodah Zara and Sheretz. My Sheretz Metame Behesed, just like a Sheretz is Metame when you touch it, even though Hesed in Hebrew, in the Bavli, means push. Here, as it means touch. Okay? So just like a sheretz is metami only when you touch it. Av akum metami besheretz, behesed, so to a goy is, not a goy, an idol is only metami if you touch it. Okay? Not if you carry it. Carrying is not going to be metami. No. Carrying is. I'm carrying this plastic bag even though I'm not touching it. Right? I'm about to say thing. Sazmura. Ima sheretz metame. I skipped a line, didn't I? No. Ima sheretz metame kadosha af akum metame kadosha. Let's say just like a goy is sheretz is metame with the size of a lentil af avodah zara, so to or akum, so to by avodah zara metame kadosha. Even a small lentil size statue should be tame. Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Nachman, and Rabbi Avoh, and Rabbi Yochanan said, No, because it says by Yitzbudu Baal Por, they clung the Baal Por, by Yochlus Yivchei Mesim, and they ate the Kaponos of the dead. Ma Mesim Matami, and this is drawn parallel. Ma Mesim Matami, because it's just like the dead are Matami only when they hit a Kesayis. Av Akum Sotu Avodazar. Any towards Matami, it's Matami only by the size of Kesayis, no less. Ima Mesa Chiachlis Rosh Avetz Bo. It's actually a typo. It should be by a mace. All a person has to be do in order to become tummy tumas oel by a mace is stick his finger under the oel. That's all he's got to do, even just his finger, right? By vodazar we know he has to go rosh of rubo, the head and majority of his torso, into the place where that vodazar is. Ask him why the difference. Shouldn't be any different. By vodazar should be exactly the same as any dumatara, right? So it says, just like a mace, the moment the live person puts his head, tip of his finger into the room, it's metame. The moment he puts in his finger, his small finger, he should already be chayev. So that's what it says. The titzon we base on manuga. We learn a gzera shor from a house which gets saras. Ma by some manuga just like a house which gets saras. Achi yachnis rosho verubo. The house is not matami unless you put your head and majority of your torso in the house. Af akum so to avarazora. Achi yachnis rosho verubo. Not matami until you go the head and majority of your torso into the church. Okay?
What's the comparison?
Gzera sakosuf. Akzera Shava says break it down by the base of Arizara, and says break it down by the house which has Saras. So Akzera Shava and the Titzah and the Titzah. Okay? Says Mori, Amrai Chayyar Chanina said, Zos Amaris that teaches us, She'ain Tumasaku Mechuveris. Tuma of Arizara cannot be Doraisa. Mechuveris literally means clarified or pure. So it can't be here, but in the Yerushalmi normally means the Raisa. So it can't be the Raisa. The low key, because if that was true, Mekishal Kula, Ben Mekishal Chumra. Have you draw a parallel to a Kula? You have to draw a parallel always to a Chumra, right? We just said that the parallels by Avodah Zarah of going into a house which is Tomei require you to bring in the head and the majority of your torso. But if it's a Doraisa, so then we should always go to Chumra. We should say, just like we find by Doraisa in other cases, that the shear is very small, so it's weird to be very small. Okay? Again, Lokei Makishal Kaim and Makishal Chaburim. You're going to draw parallel to things which are more lenient and not the things which are more stringent. Must be it's a Durabana. Amar Rabbi Mon, Rabbi Mon said, on the contrary, Mechuverisi.
The Tuba is the
Raisa. The Tuba of Abarazar is the Raisa. Lomahi, why is it? Lomahi Yakishal Mace, the Sheretz. Why is there a linkage then drawn for between a Mace and a Sheretz? Or a, which is a Luma Ma'am, the Kalan Shabbat, learn about to extrapolate from the lighter Tumas. I'll tell you why. The only reason we're being makos is because we're talking about by akum shvura, by broken idols. Avo b'shlema, but if there are whole idols, I feel kosher. There is no minimum shear, no matter how little idol you have there, it's already metamayu. Okay? So the whole issue is whether broken idols are metami. But for sure, whole idols are metami, no matter what the size. Right, not nullified. Right. Even though breaking normally nullifies, this is done in a manner which does nullify it, such as Yisrael did it, or was done without intent, something like that. Yeah. Okay?
So it's a little more lenient once it's broken, even if it's not nullified.
Right. Yeah. Right. How is it more lenient?
Because
you can
Rosh
Hashanah
rather than.
Right, Rosh Hashanah, that's right. Says the Gemara. Avo b'shlema afilu kol shu. Shlema, no matter what size, meaning no matter how much enters the house, you're already chayev. The Amar Rav Huna and the Bei Rabbi Chama Bar Guyam Hashem Rav Habal. Oh, this is also a matter what size going size Avodah Zarah. In other words, Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't think that's a minimum size. How do we know that? Because it says Habal the Avodah Zarah Bal Rosh. I never knew this before. The Avodah Zarah Bal is Rosh Kvi Ohaya. It was a foreskin. It was an idol in the shape of a foreskin. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you come to Yerushalmi. Okay?
Wasn't it a Navi?
That was not the Navi. So wait. Nafon Haya, it's a typo here. The Gillian Ashas points out that it's. Is it Gillian Ashas? Yeah. That it was. Ka'afon means it was small the size of a pea. So here we see Avodah Zarah has no shear. Okay, as long as it's whole, no matter what the shear is, it's also. Yes?
Shakates the Shafzen. That refers to Avodah Zarah.
Right.
So we can't learn anything from that as far as that.
No, we will. Umato Rabbi Akiva. What's logic, Rabbi Akiva? Who says?
Cucumber seed size. That's what I said.
Afunim is a P. You think a malafophony.
Right, malafophony is a good
one. Okay. They taught you that in old pond class?
No, we had that in one of the cereals. You know, all these vegetables, all that stuff.
Okay. Where's the tomato?
That I should know. I keep on getting that mixed up with an apple. I keep on getting the pork.
Yeah, it's not.
No, it's, I can't remember. What is
that? Agavania.
Agavania.
Okay. Says Gemara. Matamid Rabbi Akiva says that it's like a nida taif to tavenu kineda. It says taif to tavenu to act with it as it's repugnant kineda. It's just like nida. Matamid Rabbanu say Avodah Zarah is like a sheretz shakets to shaktsenu because it says regarded as a sheketz, which means kushrotim like creepy crawly things. Mavakayim and Rabbanu Tamid Rabbi Akiva. What do the rabbis do with the pasuk Rabbi Akiva? So they learned ta'eit to ta'veru means say eyu nevleu, take it out or out it and humiliate it. Okay, ma v'kai Rabbi Akiva ta'med Rabbanan.
What was Rabbi Akiva too?
With the logic of Rabbanan, the pasuk Rabbanan shaketz to shaktsenu, a similar idea shaktseu regarded as being insect as verminous and shakteu, navleu, and find it disgusting. Okay, now the next word should be two words. Mahain, says the Karmel, Rabbana navleu. What do Rabbana do with the pasuk navleu? According to the other people, it's okay. Why? What does it mean, navleu?
Okay.
I forgot it means.
The people of the city can exchange.
Okay, I got it. According to but it wasn't mean Navle. According to Rabbi Akiva means treat it like a needle, which is disgusting. That's like Navala means repulsive, right? So according to Akiva means treat Avodah Zarah like a needle, right? Make it just like a needle is repulsive, so to Avodah Zarah should be repulsive. But what are Rabbanan do with that pasuk? Okay. Ma'hein l'rabbanan, it should be navleu. What do they do with the pasuk of navleu? So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Avoh Sheri Leza said, say tomar lo. They say like this. They say, it says, say tomar lo. What does say tomar lo mean? It means, so tomar lo. Say to it that it is repulsive, like excrement. And that's tsa'eu navleu. According to Rabbi Akiva, tsa'eu navleu means treat it like a needle, right? Just like a needle is repulsive, treat the Avodah Zarah like it's repulsive. According to Rabbanan, tsa'eu navleu means mock it like excrement. Treat it like dung. How does it work? So it says Gemara, for instance, Esha korin lo pnei melech, and Avodah Zarah called the face of the king, korin so pnei kelef. You call it the face of the dog. Ain't kos, the fountain of the cup, Ain Coats, the fountain of thorns. Gadya, which means mazel or luck. Galya means it should be should go into galus, right? Rabbi Tanchum Shem Rav Huna said, "Ha'ay Asherim Beis Oven Mikenel Beis El." It says when the congregation of Israel came to Ai, which was together with Beis Oven, beyond to the east of Beis El. We dash that. We can't. Are you calling us Beis El? Originally called Beis El is in Avodah Zorah, because the El they're referring to is Avodah Zorah. But actually, calling us Beis Oven. Now we call Beis Oven the house of evil to make a mockery of them. Okay. Taya Shemir Lezer. Lezer said, La Ratzu Li Koros. There's a lot of typos here.
It's it.
Excuse me, if you didn't want to call Avodah Zorah, it's by its proper name, which is Amolah. Lieberman brings this down from the Yalkut. Also the, well, whatever. So it says, Avodah Zorah called Amolah. Lieberman explains that in ancient Hebrew, at least in Eretz Yisrael, Amolah meant a reward. Okay? So, or compensation, or money, or whatever you want to call it. So, says the Gemara, again, Time Chamberlain, Lo Ratzali Karos, Amolah, I don't know if I said it over right. Let me try it again. Kashav says, Lord Tali Koros Amolah. You didn't want to call Avodah Zorah Amolah, which means good reward. Korna so Amira. You call Amira, which is a bucket for. What'd you guess? No, close. Urine. Okay? So it says more, if its name was called Amalo, it's called Amira. Dam Rabbi Abba Barkada, Rabbi Arkana said, Tamon Savchin, there, which sounds like Babel, though I'm not clear that it is actually, there they call the Paula Tava good deeds. They call them good reward. I'm sorry. They call good reward Amalo. Okay? An reward is called Amalo, right? Vitzavchin, Lerichot Shomer Maglaim, they call that which you bathe your urine with, they call that Amira. So therefore, you tell you about Avodah Zorah, you should call him Amira instead of Amalah to connote his state of affairs. Okay?
I find it hard to see the comparison between a Nida and the Avodah Zorah.
Yeah.
Because a Nida is...
It's basically the Tuma aspect, though. You know, there's a custom to treat it with the same Tuma as Nida.
But Nida, you go to Mikveh, and she's normal the rest of the time. Avodah Zorah, unless you're qualified by the guy, he's always going to be Avodah Zorah.
You want to be machmir by Avodah Zorah.
Yes.
Yeah. But what would you want us to do?
I just can't see the comparison between comparing Nida to Avodah Zorah. As far as the tumor aspect.
Well, we said we
I know, that's only one sheet, or the other sheet.
No, we're going to Rabbi Akiva, though.
We are going
to Rabbi Akiva. Look, Mamakam Rabbi Akiva, Tsei Tomar Lo. What does Rabbi Akiva do with the word Tsei Tomar Lo? What is he dashing them now? Right, Rabbi Kivu said that we learn out there in Anita, what does it do with Tzei Tomer Lo? So similar thing, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon, and Rabbi Boon and Bashir, Rabbi Yossi said, Bikancha ein omrim lo adam tzei achiyachnis rosho verubo. Fascinating thing. First he said that it means that you can't say go out to a person unless he gets in with the head and majority of his torso. So then he can say that that he's inside and tell him to go out. Okay, how do we see that here? So the carbonator brings down because
we have 12 inches, but I mean
before we saw that vis-a-vis the mace, you're not metame until you go in Rosh over Rubo, right?
We said Rosh Hashanah.
By what we say Rosh Hashanah? Sorry. Avodah Zorah. So here Rabbi Akiva, where it says Tzei Tomar Lo, right? It's quite on Avodah Zorah, but we don't need it for Avodah Zorah itself, so we uproot it and we used to teach him something else. Just like by Avodah Zarah, the parameters are the hand and majority of your Tosha, so too, whenever you want someone to leave, the only time you ask him to leave is already got a hand and majority of his torso in the door. Because that is inside, you can tell him to say, but before that, it's not considered inside. Okay? A little bit of a shvacha and afkamina, but that's what he said. Isma's Disa, there's a Braisa, armor which says, Akum Kenida, Misham Shea Kenida. Avodah Zarah is like Kenida, and the things that serve the Avodah Zarah are also like Kenida. Isma's Disa.
Transgress the stipulated amount.
It's not Bryce who it says. Akum Kenida, idolatry. Idolatry is like a nido. Those things that serve the Avodah Zarah are only tamei like a sheretz and not tamei like Avodah Zarah itself. Madamar Akum Kenida, Misham Sher Kenida. Hugh says that a goy is like a nido. That idolaters are like nidos, and Misham idolatry is like nidos, and Misham Sher Kenida, those things that serve idolatry are like nidos. Okay, according to them, Nicho, it's good. Ma'adamar Akum Kenida, however, the opinion which holds that idolatry is like a nida, Misham Shek and Sheretz, but those things that serve the Avodah Zarah are only coming like a Sheretz. I don't understand how you can say that. Kol Atzmo Shel Inksiv Nida Elab Mishamshin. When it says the Torah should regard as nida, it says it by the Mishamshin Avodah Zarah, those things which serve the Avodah Zarah. Where do we see that? Because it says Inksiv Nida Elab Mishamshin. It only says nida in the context of those who serve. How so? Vitimesem Sipui, those things that serve. Mesa Sipui Psilei Kaspecha, you should defile the plating of silver on your vessel. That's a fas Meseches Zavecha. And the Eifodas.
No, they fine them for if they.
It's a belt.
Transgress.
A belt. Yeah, maybe it's an apron. That's right. They follow the base hamikdash with the apron, the backwards apron. So, again, the main So we see these are mishamshim. Why are these mishamshim? Why would you say these are mishamshim? How does that prove anything? You're on the right track. What does it prove?
It's the tools for the Avodah Zarah.
It's not necessarily for the Avodah Zarah, but whatever it is. So, well,
was it silver?
The silver plating. Silver plating or a belt which goes on it.
So it's adornments.
Right, so it's yet it says it's tomei. So it must be that Misham Shem Avodah Zarah are tomei. Is that clear?
Well, it's not the Avodah Zarah itself, it's the adornment on the Avodah Zarah.
Right. The Avodah Zarah itself is certainly also, but even the adornments are also. So how could this be going like that it's Mitame Kesheretz? Or that it's Mitame like Anita? One second, I've lost my change. No, it's the other way around. Again, let's start 7 lines to the bottom, or 8 lines, 9 lines. Madamar Akum Kenida Mishav Shere Kesheretz. He holds that a guy is like that idolatry is like a nida, and that which serves idolatry is like a sheretz. So I don't understand. Called small inksiv nida el mishamshin. I can say it's anything less than a nida, right? The word nida is written by those who serve in the Beis Hamikdash. It says that he makes him as sipui psilei kaspecha. This is the proof that the Meshamshim are like the Avodah Zarah himself. It says that you should defile, in other words, you should bury or destroy that which they were that which the they cover themselves with silver. And the belt of gold. So we see that even Meshamshim are just like Nida, that they have been considered Tamei in the same way. So it says, we're talking about where they are on her flesh. Now they are on her flesh. They're on the flesh of the idolatry. You know, they're engraved in. So that's how they are also as the idolatry itself. Rizoi would say Meshamshim are not also, but here the Meshamshim are becoming part and parcel of the Avodah Zarah, and that's why they're also as well. Okay? Suzuka?
Using flesh as a, for an idol?
Yeah. Even though it's a metaphor, right?
Yeah.
All right.
We're talking about the Nida's flesh.
No.
No, you're talking about the clothes and the Nida's also.
Okay, Rav Yaakov the Kfar Hanan Omar. Another interpretation: you bow down to the belt. It says by Yast, also Gidon Leifo. Gidon made himself a belt, which people would bow down to. So we see that that the belt is not necessarily a Mishamish of Avodah Zarah, but it might be an Avodah Zarah itself. Okay. Masnis in the following Mishnah's command: Amar Akum Kenida Misham Shea Kenida. You know, Mr. Zuber, can I have the standard, please? Coming to a hard Gemara, and I'm almost asleep already, so we gotta wake up.
Should I be disturbed that all these dinim are really revolving on something from the Navi?
No, we had it all over the Yerushalmi already. Dr. Spadel pointed out a couple of times already. Is that where the Pesukim can come from, Navi? Okay. Says Gemara, Masnisa Kaman Domar, our Mishnah. The part which you're about to learn, not our Mishnah, Mishnah Avodah Zarah, is Kamanda Amar Akum Kenida. It's like the man that wrote that a guy that I keep saying that. Idolatry is like Anida and Misham Shea, and the things that serve the idolatry are like Nida as well. It should be Ditzinan, we learned that Ditzinan, Avona Ve'etza Va'forav, the stones and the wood and the dirt. Metami and Kesheretz of Avodah Zarah are Tomei like a Sheretz. Now, this is a destroyed Avodah Zarah. It's been destroyed already. And nonetheless, it's Metami like a Sheretz. So we see here that which serves the Avodah Zarah is used as like a Sheretz, because this is the stones, the dirt, and all that. So we assume that it's talking about where this is the house around the Avodah Zarah, or some tent around the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it's only Nisar Mishamshim. Yet nonetheless, it says that it's metami like sheretz.
So sheretz, not
right. So we see that masitz kumanda mar akum kenida umisham shak is sheretz. It should be, huh? Yeah. Sorry. Look at the last carbon ada. So Kormeh says Avona Veitzel Vafora shall base Akum Matami Kesheret, and Rabbi Akiva Omer Kenida. Okay, so there's a line missing. It says Rabbi Akiva says like a Nida. Okay, so we know now that it's also like a Nida, at least according to Rabbi Akiva. Alright, so it says when the Potter knows that it's not a proof, maybe it's not talking about Misham Shem Avodah Zarah, rather maybe it's talking about Shishtachavel Abayitz V'charkach Beno. You bowed down to the house and then built it. So what, he bowed down to the house and then built it?
Made the house
not Avodah Zarah itself. And that's what Rabbi Akiva says there. It's like a Nida, not like a Sheretz. But now the truth is the carbonator really takes out these next two lines. Read them anyway. But did we learn Sholosh Batimeim? There are three houses, right? Three houses means, and one of them is one which you plastered for Avodah Zarah. The plastering for Avodah Zarah in and of itself makes it Avodah Zarah, right? And there you didn't bow down beforehand, you just plastered it. L'shem Avodah Zarah. So says the Gemara, at the Potter, you bow down to the house, and then afterwards you plastered it somewhere or another, that although the Kormei says he doesn't even say how, somewhere or another that allows the plastering to be a activity of Avodah Zarah, and which makes your house forbidden. Okay? Says Gemara, Dara is here, Rav Huna, and Rav Huna v'shem Rav, Hamishtach labayis, so somebody bows down to the house, forbids it. Rabbi Ziron, Rabbi Yavoh v'shem Yochan said, Hamakdish is labayis. Somebody who makes his house holy, for Berek Abayis, next word is missing, it should be Ein Malimbo, it's no Mila, because no Mila by Karka. It's not really steel ground, so therefore there's no Isser of Mila by ground. Rabbi Zira said, Havoy be Rabbanan. Rabbanan analyzed this, and they pliga, and they argue. Madmar Osru, he who said that over here we forbid what?
Using the house.
No, Masham Shem Avodah Zarah. Right? He holds that you... Oh, yeah, you're right. What am I talking about? I'm just too tired. What did you say again?
The house.
Right.
Using the house.
Right. He who says that if you bow down to the house, it's usher, holds that there is mila by houses, right? Because obviously that means that a human being had intervention, right? And they were just like, it's usher, so too there can be mila, right? Says the Gemara.
You said there's no mila by karka.
What?
You just said there's no mila by karka.
Yeah, but if you built up the stones themselves, then there could be.
So it's not considered karka.
Right, it's not considered karka, right. Mind my loss to a malimbo. He also said it's not osir. That it's not osir to build to.
Use of the house is
right, use the house and not also bow down to it. Dr. Spelly should be doing the shiur tonight. Madamar Lasu, he'll say they didn't ask for the house to be bowed down to it. A mauling bow, that means you don't have any control over the land, and when you're makdish the land, meaning in this case a building, there's no me'ilah in the building because you have no control. And Madamar. Hey, sir,
doesn't mean the argument, guys?
I skipped the line. Mandamar Asu Malimbo. He holds that if it does answer, he holds there is Mila. Mandamar Lasu. He says that they didn't answer it. A Malimbo. There is no Mila in it. So two things are contingent. The carbonated flips around the gear, so it's not necessary for us. So
it's
more.
Right. So
Mila is whether it's Katolish. That's really basically the Machlokas. Correct. Hey, so Rabbi Chagai, Kumi Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Chagai has Rabbi Yosef. Masdisa pliga Rav. The following Brisa seems to argue on Rav. Rav who said that Mishtach Avaisa Soro, that if you bow down to house, it answers it. Which, of course, should mean there's meal as well. What is that? Hashoka Shebesel, you have a trough in the stone. Eim Amalim Mimena. You cannot fill up a paraduma water from it because it's got to come from Mayim Chaim. And this is not Mayim Chaim. Why it's not Mayim Chaim? Because it wasn't a keli, right? It was in a keli, right? Now, what makes it a keli? It depends. Okay. The carbonated brings down a whole bunch of other halachos which have to do with that, with whether it's considered to be a keli or not. A very long carbonated here. But since it's late, we won't get into it now. Why is that? Mimnesha chokiko v'achaka chibro. That's only because first you carve the cylinder or the trough, and then you connected it. So it's already kli betolush. It was a kli separate from the ground. It sounds quite clearly if you connected it and only then made the trough low. It's not a problem, right? Vahein bias. Well, that's the case. What about our house? Isn't it lav kami? And here's a big typo. Is it not shechiba v'chaka chakohu? Isn't it like a case where you connected it and then carved it, which means it should not be osir, right? Because it should be still considered like the ground. Just like over there, if you connected a slug of wood to the ground, and it's considered to be its proper space, you can still fill up paraduma water from it. So to here, as long as you put it in the ground and then afterwards. After you put it in the ground, then you worshipped it or whatever you did to it. So then, at that point, it should still remain mutter, right? Because the time put in the ground, with the intent of putting it in the ground, it was never considered to be under human control, so to speak, for this halacha. Now, the interesting thing here is that this same machlok gemara has big ramifications in hilchos mikvos. All the pipes which are made for the mikvah have to be fabricated with the intent to put them in the ground. Right, so they're not makabel tuma. Because otherwise the pipes themselves will be makabel tumah. The metal pipes. Not, you know, other kinds of metal pipes.
So, how do you build them?
You expressly order the pipes. You have to fabricate the pipes special. Or I use...
Plastic.
Okay, because plastic is not makabel tumah. Okay, nowadays it's much easier because you don't have to use metal pipes. Some city of Chicago think they have a law that you have to have lead poisoning in your water. So I'm serious, they have a law. Somebody told me they have a law you have to use lead in your pipes in Chicago. Yeah. So the lead mongers came up with it. Okay, that's what somebody told me recently. All right, what? No? Oh, they changed it? Oh. The right politician got paid off, so they changed it. Okay. People won't realize how much you're being overcharged for plumbing if they have lead poisoning. Okay. So what does Rav do with this? He says no. He says here, even if you had in mind to put the stones in the ground, the bottom line is when you carve the stones, that already makes them a keli. And once you're over them, then that's already considered to make them avodah zarah. So it's not like chibro l'sof chakiko. Why? Because chibro l'sof chakiko would imply that when's the gemar malacha? When do you finish making them? After they're in the ground, right? But here they're finished making before, because what's the gemar malach of them? What? Smoothing, carving. So therefore, I'd say in our case, in the case over there where we're talking about, case we're talking about the shokes, the trough. So then the trough is not complete until it's in the ground. So it's not complete until it's in the ground, so therefore it's never suitable to kabel tuma. Why? Because it's not complete. Put in the ground, then it's complete. It's already connected to the ground. This can't be kabel tuma, right? It can't make anything in it a keli, part in a keli, because it's never was considered independent keli, and everything is hunky-dory. That's fine for our purposes. In our case, it's also good. Why? Because in our case, in order to make a mechayev, we have to be able to make an avodah zarah before it's put into the ground. In order to make an avodah zarah before it's put in the ground, we have to actually see a gemar malacha. What's the gemar malacha, which allows us to worship it before it's put into the ground? That's gemar malacha of carving and smoothing the stones. No good? Okay. So it says the Gemara. V'leis hadar. Doesn't that Mishnah Anun Zayin Rabbeis say argue our Rabbi Yochanan? What does the Mishnah say there? It says that the stones and the dirt are metamei kasheret, and according to Rabbi Akiva, he said also like Nida. So that's argues in Rabbi Yochanan. Why is arguing Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan Amar Akum Shinish Tabra Surah. Rabbi Yochanan said, albeit granted, an avodah zarah, an idol which broke is asura, but lo kein sarvi mein. But then we learn about Rabbi Yochanan's statement: im b'she'eno asi lachzir lekelyon. If you're not going to reshape it, lekelyon means it's shlemus, right? Kol, right? If you're not going to reshape it into its full form, divya kol muter. So everybody says it's okay. So we see that avodah zarah, once it's broken down, it should be okay, right? As long as you're not going to put it back together again, right? You know, we said that once it falls down, it still remains usur.
Depends who broke it and for what reason it was broken. If you broke it on the intention to nullify it.
Right, so Gemara is going to say, well, you can't break something in the intention to nullify it. Only a goy can nullify it over Zohar. But Gemara is going to give us some answers. So again, look at Sarim Meimar, Shein Ol Si Lach Zir, and Kali Yadim Yaakom Mutar, it's not Tomei anymore. So what do you do with that Gemara Nun Zayin Beis? So the Kormei skips to the rest of the page. The Pater is solved like this. Shei Shtachav El Kol Evan Ve'em Achakach Benoya. You bowed down to every stone and then you built it. The case of Mizayin Beis, you bowed down to every stone. So in order to be Vatil Savar Zohar, what do you have to do?
Break every stone.
Right? And that's the problem, right? Where it's just one building which has one unit of Kedusha, so you just have to break the building. Where each stone was worshipped, so then you have to break every stone, that's not practical, okay? But if you're Roshim Gamliel, Leisa da Pliga. And even in Roshim Gamliel, this Roshim Ben Lakish. This whole episode does not argue why the Rebbe Shimon Lagan Shamar Akum Shenish Tabla a Avodah Zarah which broke Muteres is permissible. Lokein Tzarvin Meimah, didn't we say?
Why'd you look up?
No.
Okay. Lokein Tzarvin Meimah, then we say Mosi Lachzvin Lekelin Dibrakol Osir. Then we say if you're going to give back, if you're going to put it back into its proper vessel, so everybody gives its Osir, right? So, in any event, the bottom line is that.
If you have the intention to put it back together again,
yeah,
then it's also because you didn't really nullify
right.
The Rosara.
Right, okay, and that's the resolution of the Bryce on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, right? Because there it's about a case where you intended to put it back together again, right? Very good. From Rabbi Yudan, avoid the Rabbi Masai, the Rabbi, Rabbi Yudan, the father of Rabbi, said, I don't know who this Rabbi is, because not Rabbi Yudan Nasi, his father is Rishon Gamliel. But anyway, he said, Masisin Mayumu Nachi, but Mekoyman. Our mission is talking about a case. Our mission talking means a place where they are sitting in their place. So then, kimi the word lo the korma takes place. Kamisha asila zir lekelyon. It's like he's going to put it back in the hopper, right? Hain, that's their status. Elu be claiming that they are right now in their proper status. What do you mean they're now in their proper status? Means that they're also. Why are they also? Because you intend to rebuild it. Okay, so you intend to rebuild it means also. Rav said, if you bow down to the house, you forbid it. If you bow down to a tree, you don't forbid it. I asked more about Tina Shosh Hashavis and the three Hashavis and their Osir Banoah. Says, what the Potter explained, it's about Sheishtachvil is Mora Achat, Zmora, you bow down to the branch, and then you planted it afterwards. So when you bow down to it, it wasn't B'chubil Karka, that's why your activity has an impact. Levi Amar, Hishtachavil Abayis Asoro. If you bow it down to a house, it asers it. Lema'ora lo asor. If you bow down to a cave, it doesn't asor it. Ma'bein Abayis, Ma'bein Mora, what's between a house and a cave? Om Rabbi Chananya, Breed Rav Hillel, Bayis Hoysalo Shas Klisha. A house, like you mentioned way back when, is once upon a time severed from the ground. A cave was never served from the ground, and therefore it can never be considered to be suitable to be makabel tumah. So here we see a very interesting thing, so which is once severed to the ground, some shape or form already becomes more susceptible to tumah. We don't know if it's the rights of the rabbanon. Patsha says it's the rabbanon, but it certainly becomes more susceptible to tumah. Okay? Is that clear? So therefore, the bottom line is that. The bottom line is that you were talking about whatever one of your Thomas said, there had to have been some human involvement in order to make it suitably kabbal to him. Okay? Minayin l'sfina shi Torah. How do we know that a boat is tar? Shemet says, derech aniyah b'levium, the way of the ship in the middle of the sea. And the Gemara is going to explain that just like the sea is tar, so too the ship is tar. Minayin l'aru l'shisho shisho tfachim. I know if you have a patch which has six tfachim, right? This is a straight line. Zorimatel chamisha gazironim, you can put it inside it of it, five seeds. Arba babrukas aruga, four on the four sides. Varuga avsmets, another patch in the middle. How do we know that? Shnemaka says, kikoret totzit simcha, like the land gives forth its vegetables, ukigina, and like a garden, zoretatzmiach, which allows its grain to grow. Zora tatzmiach lo nemar. They'll say you have to plant in order to grow. Ela zru'el tatzmiach automatically grows the proper thing. That's part of the Brachos Eretz Yisrael. Now, what are the five things? What are the five places you plant? So I brought one of my cheat books in the past, although I didn't have one when we learned Kilayim. It's a very nice picture. You have one, two, three, four, five, and one circle in the middle. Anybody remember this picture? You haven't seen it before, but you saw it in a different Gilgal in the Reb Chaim Kanievsky Sefer. Okay? So in any event, says the Gemara, that has to be a gino. That's a lower level, right? I'm sorry. Scratch that. Same thing, gino, anything else. I apologize. I was talking about a gino. What I meant to say is that a gino, you can plant six types of grain or seeds, even though they're very close proximity, as opposed to the field where you need our chaka, the eighth and tvachim, sixth tvachim, whatever the case may be. Here, eight amos, four amos, whatever the case may be, here you can plant stuff even close together. Why? As long as you leave 1.5 tvachim, the seeds of vegetables don't mingle together in any significant way, and of course the Marzain issue is not a factor here. Okay? Says the... By the way, I want to point out vis-a-vis the previous one. You see, Marzain is not a factor here too in Avodah Zarah, because we used to draw such fine distinctions between a house and a cave, right? Surely it should be Marzain if you bow down to a cave, it should be Usher as well. Maybe not. Maybe it's not a good rite, but we see there's no Usher Marzain.
Didn't we have an Usher about
you
now bowing down to a mountain?
Yeah,
Harim Vagvos. Yeah. Harim Vagvos. Al Harim Vagvos says that's Al Harim Vagvos, not below Harim Vagvos.
Different low Harim Vagvos means that they're not Avodah
Zarah. Right. But here a cave is. I mean, a cave is not also, right, even though a house is. That's right. Because they know the Pesukim you're saying.
Well, it's some natural phenomenon.
Okay, fine. Okay, it says more further. From Naila Rugashish of Mishnah, actually. Naila Rugashish of Shishal Tvishal Tvai, I know the vegetable patch is 6x6 Tvachim. Zorim Mesol Chamisha Gorana Zorani, you can put in 5 seeds. Ira Bab Rugas are Ruga, 4 and 4 sides, and 1 in the middle, right? What exactly how we derive the puzzle, the Gemara is going to discuss. Like the land gives first its vegetation, ugina like a garden, zerat atzmiach, its seeds will give forth. Zerat atzmiach lo nemar el zerat atzmiach says in plural, and that plural is going to be significant. Says Mara, first of all, back to the boat. Lomina yom lamata, learn from the sea. My yam tar, just like the sea is tar, av svina tahira. So too the boat is tar, right? Now, truth is, this Gemara is corrupt. What it means is, you're saying we learn from the sea, because we didn't learn from the sea in Mishnah. It says, derech ania belev yam, right? The boat is in the sea. And we learn from this that, just like the sea is tar, so too the ship is tar. We already learned that. What it really means to ask is, v'lo mina sakla marito. Learn out from a sack. Just like a sack, which is a classic example of a vessel which has a receptacle, which is makabel tuma, is metame both at sea and at land, right? Because it can be used both at sea and at land. So to a svina, a boat should be off the hook, because a boat can only use serve at the sea and not on the land, right? So it says the Gemara. Why do we learn from the sack? So it says, Rabbonik Yisarmi Zuz Fina Shel Cheres. Right? That's talking about a pottery boat. We want to know about a wooden boat, right? Ma sack in a melamed, Akom or a parsha. All that the, I'm not sure I'll read this. One second. It must be some typo. Shmi ma'asak in la mekom or a parsha yotzek licher shein a kosov a parsha shimelev a sak. In other words, a sak is so dissimilar to a klicheres needs its own limud. So therefore, our question is how we know that a boat which is a klicheres, a pottery boat, is not makabel tuma, and that we brought down as derech on the yoblev yom. So again, we could have brought down the fact that the fact that it says that a sack, but then a sack would only have taught us about all the things that are similar to sacks. What about a kli cheres? If you made a boat, then it's not all similar, so that we have to paskin. We have to have a different limud. We have to learn that even though a kli cheres is not all like a sack, and therefore perhaps it's metam regardless, it's not because of the pasuk of derech ania b'lev yom, because the ship is like the sea. Okay? Says the Gemara further. How do we know that you get 5 from the pasuk of kikaret toti tzimcha kigina tizreya tatzmiach? How do we know you get 5 from that? So it says mar miut zreya shnayim. The miut zreyim is 2. Now 2, of course, we all know how that comes from by sight. 2 is like this. Rosh Tor, right? Remember Rosh Tor from Kilayim? How can you forget Rosh Tor, right? Something you remember for the rest of your life. It'll haunt you, right? So if 2 works, so from 2 you can derive 4, right? Because 4 works like this, like a German Iron Cross, right? My grandfather got a German Iron Cross second class in the First World War. for being a cook, I think. But in any event, so if two works, four works too, right? So mishtayim lomid arba. Mishtayim ad noisim mitchilat sheish, how to? Because from two, you put it into two, you put it at the beginning of the sixth tefachim, meaning on the side, and umeitzer holich you narrow down, right? So too, af arba, ad noisim mitchilat sheish, so to four, you put it in the beginning, and they narrow down. Now, this is the parish here, the Lev Yerushalayim says, it's not exactly comparable, because you need at least 1.5 tefachim between each of the patches, right? But the principle is the same. Okay, so I got from 2 to 4, right? How do I get from 4 to 5? So it says the Gemara, Efshe shlo yesham nekev echoponi litabosim tzoy, there must be one hole in the middle where I can plant the middle one, right? And you get 4, I get 5. This one is Rosh Tor. The one in the middle is Rosh Tor to the other 4, right? So it should be good, right? Says the Gemara, no. Om Rabbi Yonah, avoda pogas ba avoda. You can have avoda, a patch touching another patch, meaning like the crisscross triangles, right? However, ain't mean pogay b'chaver l'chov show. If you have this scenario, like this case over here, this is surrounded. And we know surrounding is very bad, right? Remember when surrounding is very bad, now I have to surround another min? See how much kilayim you can remember? So this is surrounding, that's not bad, not good. So therefore we have to, how do we know 5? In fact, not like this, a variation on this theme. 5 works like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, and the fifth one in the middle. The only difference between this case and this case, in order not to make chavush, we leave a 1.5 tefach perimeter on all sides. Okay? Now, we didn't explain how we got explain one way of getting fired from the pasuk, which is misvara. Tomorrow we'll explain another way of getting fired from the pasuk, which is learned out from the word itself, and that's the top of daf nun tes. We'll leave that for tomorrow.
That looks like a good dugma for a pasuk.
It's very nice. I wish we had those dugmaot when we learned kilayim.